30. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 8, and God has a word for us on today. Hey, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, Deacon Spell, do me a favor. Come up here, man. You read real good. Read this thing for me. I'm tired. I ain't going to lie. Read. I got it right here. It's in big print. You ain't got to worry about it because, you know, it's, can you just read this one thing? I'm tired. Yeah, just scroll up.
Amen. 1 Samuel, 30th chapter, 1st through the 8th verses. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites invaded the south, and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire. And it had taken the women captive that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away, and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam and Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. And David said to Abiathar, the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither and at the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. 1 Samuel 30, 1 through 8.
Amen. Thank you, Deacon. I had to get a little breather. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for your power and grace. We thank you for quickening my spirit to bring a word for this hour. We thank you, God, for all the guests here that will receive a word from on high from you. We love you, God, and we thank you for your divine intervention. We thank you for allowing us to forget those things which are behind and press toward the mark of his holy call. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. He said, pursue them, for thou shalt overtake them, and without fail recover all. I want us to come to you from the subject, you shall recover all. Do me a favor. I should have made it personal. Look to your neighbor and say, I shall recover all. Now look back over your shoulder and talk to 2019 and tell 2019, I shall recover all. Go ahead, reminisce about your boo that left you one last time. Walk down memory lane. Remember about the job you lost, all that other stuff. Just say it one more time, because we ain't looking back no more. This is the last time. Go ahead and talk junk to 2019 and tell 2019, I shall recover all. Amen. Amen. I'm preaching today from this text because Brother Briggs, I talk to him sometimes, and I believe that I talked to the women the other day, and we had a great ministry with them on Saturday, and then I talked to the marriage ministry on Wednesday. So we talked to the women, we talked to the married folk, but we didn't have a conversation with the men. Amen. So I know a lot of times men are left out, except they give us a pair of socks on Father's Day. Amen. But we want to make sure that we give you something better than socks today. Amen. So we're going to talk to you, but the message is for everyone. But we particularly want to make sure we talk to the men, because we always leaving you out. I feel funny because I'm talking about myself at the same time, but we get left out. I didn't even left myself out. Lord have mercy. Anyway, look here. Excuse me. We live in a generation today where it's more popular and acceptable to be a soft, passive, feminine man than a mighty man of valor. I believe the Bible when it says that the kingdom of God suffers violent and the violent take it by force. I like men in the Bible like Joshua, who are always ready to knuck if you buck. One time, Joshua was about to fight God himself, manifest in the form of an angel, because he didn't know if he was on his side or not. Ran up on the angel and said, are you with me or against me? And the angel had to be 2, 3, 4 times bigger than Joshua. And the angel said, slow your roll, Joshua, I'm with you. But that's the type of man I'm used to. Men were made to be aggressive and to be conquerors. Women are called to be helpmeets. but she needs a man of purpose and vision. It's frustrating to play the role of help me when the man she's connected to has no vision, purpose, or goals. Can I tell you something, men, that's more sexy than you being on a treadmill with your fat self? You can walk down there if you got vision and goals and purpose. Come on, somebody. No matter how out of shape you are, you sexy to a woman because you know where you're going and you have a vision. I'm praying that God is going to give you a vision this day and God will send you your help me. Come on, somebody. Because when you have vision, you attract. Something needs to be in a man that makes you roar like a lion and not purr like a kitten. Oh, I'm trying to talk to somebody. Can I talk to you about David? David was a warrior. David would kill Goliath with a rag and a rock. David was killing lions in battle with his bare hands when other boys his age were playing Fortnite and video games and baseball. David was out killing lions in battle with his bare hands. He was bad. He would kill. One time, David killed Saul sent him on a suicide mission and said, I need you to kill this many men so you can have my daughter. But really, Saul was jealous of him and was trying to send him to die. Killed the men, cut their foreskins off. If you know what that is, you a bad man, and threw it at the feet of the king. You better watch out. David was a bad man. But if you ran up on David on the wrong day, you might try him and get hurt. Because David may be out playing the fiddle and singing to God and praising God and dancing out of his clothes. He may be crying to Jonathan saying, I need a friend. He may be out writing poetry. And if you ran up on David, you might get hurt because you would think he was soft. Come on, somebody. But can I talk to the men? We need to learn how to express ourselves. And we need to learn how to express every facet of ourselves. Sometimes we hard and sometimes we soft. But take a real man to be able to express all facets of himself. Oh, David was bad. He was a warrior. But you know what's wrong with men today? A lot of us been mama to death. I remember back in the day, Brother Tab, you got hurt playing football. They say walk it off. Now mama will run on the field with her harrows in her head and say, no, my baby ain't gonna play. We done mommed men to death. And when we get a man or when we get a boyfriend or when we get a husband and the man begins to correct that child, you begin to stop him because you don't want him to make him a man. You momming him to death. Can I tell you something? A lot of our men are in jail. Yes, racism goes on. Yes, people are attacking us wrongly, but some of us are in jail because we've been mommed to death. And every time we ran into somebody that tried to make us a man, we came and mommed them and got them in trouble. Because the police don't care if you've been mama to death or not. Because when you do a crime, you're going to jail. Oh, you got to expose your son to early victories. I remember back in the day, we used to get into a fight. And, you know, we didn't shoot everybody all the time. And daddy would say, don't come in here crying. If you come in here crying again, I'm going to fight you myself. Go back out there and fight him. You got to let your boys begin to grow up and learn how to be men and get victories and fight themselves. Stop running up to the school every time little Johnny gets in trouble. Oh, I ain't going to get too many amens, but I don't care. And it's going to be rated PG-13. If you got a child, send them to Sunday. Send them to the child church. Give me that disclaimer. David was used to winning. He was a mighty man of valor and made no excuses. Made no excuses. But look here, men are on the hit list of hell, not just black, but white and everybody. The Bible says, and it's the Bible says that the world attacks anything that pisses against the wall. Come on, somebody. That means anything that urinates standing up, which means the man. Come on, somebody. It comes from the Hebrew word zera, which means the seed giver. I understand that women have a womb and we can't have a baby without a woman, but you wouldn't be able to have a baby without a seed. And I know the day and time people say, I want a baby, but I don't need no man. I don't need no husband. I don't need that. Some of y'all gonna get around here and make these test tube babies and create something you don't want. Oh, God created man in the image of God and gave him a specific role that cannot be imitated or duplicated. Therefore, if you have a good man, honor him because he's a commodity and a good man is hard to find. Can I talk to y'all? I know your man got his six-pack turned into a six-gallon now, but you better know somebody on the sidelines cheering for him. You better learn how to cheer for your man because somebody at the job said, Hercules, Hercules, Hercules. And while you try, y'all better hear me right now. You go to your house and you put your hair rollers in your head and your man don't never see you look good as you look when you going to your job. If you're going to dress up for men on your job, you better come on and go see Victoria and her secrets. Come on, somebody. And make your man be, oh, come, y'all don't hear me. I told you to send your child out. Now, I'm talking to the Lord of the Rings. I ain't talking to no single folk. And stop getting mad. Some of y'all so daggone holy, you ain't no earthly good. Nobody want no woman talking about Jesus all the time. Now, I do want to hear about Jesus, but come on, somebody. Don't nobody want to hear Jesus on the main line. They come into the bedroom, and you talking about hallelujah. Holy. Calling your girlfriend, talk about he talking nasty to me. At least he talking to you. Oh, yeah. He keep hitting me on my upper thighs in public. At least he hitting your upper thighs and nobody else. You need to start letting a man be a man and stop trying to be holy all the daggone time. That's why your marriage messed up. You did all that stuff before you got married. Now you got it, now you want to be saved. Oh, we can't do that. I know Jesus. Oh, I'm keeping it real today. I'm tired and I had an energy drink. See, mighty men of valor go through some stuff that sometimes we don't tell you what we're going through. Because a lot of times we don't express ourselves the way you do. You know, men don't really talk, so don't get mad. We don't talk nobody. Freddie, I work out with Freddie every day. I didn't know he was going to California, neither did he know I was going. And we saw each other like, hey, man, I know you was here. We just worked out yesterday. We work out every day, and we both knew we was going to be out of town, but then neither one of us know we were going to be in the same place. So you got to begin to understand that a lot of men die in silence, and you got to learn how to hear your man in the midst of his silence. But anyway, mighty men of valor, they used to winning. But sooner or later, we're going to run into something we can't whoop, men. You will run into something that makes you question everything you have done in your life. You will run into a situation that you cannot control. To keep it real, until we get into situations we can't handle, we don't even know how to worship God. Come on, somebody. The reason why David understood how to worship God is because he was out in the wilderness running away from Saul. Didn't have anywhere to be, hiding in the woods because he was trying to be killed by the person he was supposed to succeed in leadership. He was living in caves and all types of things. He was out on his own, living in the wilderness, killing lions with his bare hands, had no weapons. His daddy had disowned him and put him out in the field and didn't even call him his son. That's when you learn how to worship. Can I tell you something? Sometimes you get mad at the devil and be blaming the devil for some things that God is just allowing you to go through to get you to a place to learn how to worship him, because you don't learn how to worship him until you're in a vulnerable situation. Some men are trying to be Superman. Some of us, everybody got our number. Somebody want us to call us for every little thing, and we develop a Superman complex, trying to fix everything. Everybody loves you when you can handle the situation, but soon as they realize Superman ain't nobody but Clark Kent, soon as you can't succeed in what it is they want you to do, as soon as you can't be what they want you to be, you will begin to learn to get rid of that Superman complex. David was out doing what he was supposed to do, and stuff still went wrong. Stop making your man or your woman feel bad when they go through something, because they can be doing what God tells them to do and still go through something. Because some folks will look at people and say, must not be doing what the Lord told you to do. And that's why you're going through that. But David was out doing what he was supposed to do, and something still happened. Can I talk to you for a minute? I used to think if you tithe that you always have money. I used to think that if you did what you're supposed to do in your job, that your supervisor would love you. I thought if you did people right, they do you right. I thought if you love people, they love you back. But let me tell you something today, baby. The rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. The only difference is when I go through the storm, come on somebody, I can walk on the water like Peter and won't get swallowed up by a fish like Jonah. I still have a storm. The problem is I know how to weather the storm. But you will have trials and tribulations in this lifetime. Stop thinking that you won't have any troubles when you come to Jesus. The Bible even says that you will be blessed 100-fold in this lifetime with persecutions. He told you that. Hard to be everywhere at the same time. When he got back from the battle, they usually had the women would cheer for them. David killed, Saul killed his 1,000 and David killed his 10,000. They used to be singing and clapping, saying, Hercules, Hercules, Hercules. But when they returned, everything was in ruins. It is amazing how one thing can change your whole life. One phone call, one divorce notice, one layoff slip, one death in the family, one setback. He's already tired. See, there is a problem. There is no problem as big as a problem when you are already tired. Have you been tired and then you come under attack? See, when you try to do mighty things for God, the devil attacks you in three areas. He will start with number one, division. While he was out, the enemy attacked. While the man is working, doing a career thing, the wife is doing the housekeeping, children thing, the men were in one place and the women were in another place. The devil would try to say the man's role is more important and tell the woman is more important. And then y'all look at Oprah Winfrey and y'all look at Maury Povich and y'all look at all these people talking about if a woman does this, she should get paid that, when you're supposed to be working together and having being a threefold cord, you and your spouse wrapped around God. But you will let the devil fool you with all these daggone worldly TV shows to try to compare one job to the next. Stop letting the devil divide you. Stop listening to what the world says about marriage and listen to what God says. He was out doing his war thing, but she was in the house doing her thing. And when he left, the family got torn apart. Can I tell some church folks some stuff? Stop putting church before your marriage. This might sound like a heretic, but don't tweet unless you tweet it completely. See, when you're in a covenant relationship, you're supposed to take care of your wife and your husband first. See, the bride of Christ is the church. Christ died for the church, not you. When I first got here, Sister Julia, some deacons got mad because I began to take some of their responsibilities away from them, and some of them had 4 and 5 responsibilities. I said, no, you need to have 1 or 2, and because you always telling your wife where you at and you at church, you ain't going to be blaming me for your marriage. Can I tell y'all something? Right now, y'all got me, and y'all call me on Thursday. I'm there on Thursday, but when I enter into a covenant relationship, you call me on Thursday, I'll be there Tuesday. And a lot of pastors end up losing their marriages because they put the church before their marriage. You're supposed to feed the church. And when the church literally begins to see you taking care of your marriage first and begin to see how you minister to your wife and your wife ministers to you and vice versa, they'll begin to have their self together. And that makes the church stronger. Why? Because the church is built on relationship. The kingdom of God is built on relationship. One can set 1,000 to flight. 2 can set 10,000. And it's so many single church folk because you keep putting church before your husband and church before your wife. Yes, go to church if they don't go. Eventually, it'll start coming if you ain't there 24 hours, 7 days a week. It got quiet. Because truth be told, some of y'all act like you want to do ministry, but you're really hiding from your spouse. It got quiet. I told you I wasn't preaching for amens. I'm preaching to help you. Because the family unit is being fractured and torn apart, and there's more divorcees in the church than in the world because we are making church an idol. Ooh, it got quiet. I know it sounds heretical, but it ain't.
because you're supposed to feed the church. Yes, don't forsake the assembly of yourselves together, but it does not come before your family. You get your family together and you come to church, and church is for you to come to the locker room and get a word so you can go out into the world and do what the world, what you need to do in the world. But it is not for you to come out and hide out because you got problems. You need to learn how to communicate. Oh, yeah, y'all don't hear me? I know y'all like the single man who ain't married telling us about marriage. It's the word of God. I believe God let me be unmarried for a while so I could just take care of church and get rid of the riffraff that was trying to kill me and all that stuff. But if I was married, I just would have caught that midnight train to Georgia. Come on, baby. They're getting on our nerves. We got to get up out of here. These jokers crazy. Why? Because the Bible, Paul clearly says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and 7, he begins to say that blessed is a man who's single because his eyes are on what the Lord does. And I can do a lot of things. I can go walk Kilimanjaro. I can go to Vegas and do this workshop. I can go to San Diego. I can do all the stuff I need to do right now because I'm not in a covenant relationship. But when I go to covenant relationship, I might go to Kilimanjaro one time. Unless she climbing with me too. You see what I'm saying? You got to take care of your covenant relationship first because the devil wants to divide you. He wants to divide and conquer. He wants to tear up your marriages because he knows that covenant relationship, God will bless you exceedingly. It says when a man findeth a woman, he findeth a good thing and he obtains favor from the Lord. Come on, somebody. I can tell you right now, I know when I get married, I ain't messing up my favor, because if God has done all the things he's done with this church by myself, when I'm walking in covenant relationship, I already know that it's going to bust from the seam. Can I talk to somebody for a minute? Stop taking your wife and your husband for granted. The devil is trying to split you up. If you're scared about what I'm saying, just blink and say amen, because some of y'all look terrified. It's funny how the women, when the women feel it, they like, the men be like, oh, don't get me in trouble. I agree with you. Just blink your eyes. The next thing he'll try to do is defeat. Men, we don't like defeat. Everything was going up in smoke when he got back. They began to scream and weep, and these men crying. Do you know every now and then a man want to break down too, but we feel like we men, so we don't want to break down in front of you? I need every woman to listen to Alicia Keys' diary. That's what your man want. He want to be able to talk to you, cry to you, and tell him all your stuff and go out and don't nobody else know what's going on. Stop calling your girlfriend, oh, he was crying over here today, and help your man be a man, because he's really fighting out there for you. He ain't fighting because of himself. He fighting because of you. He ain't trying to take that stuff on the job and get cussed out and be demeaned every day if he didn't have a responsibility. Come on, somebody. If I was married, I would have never stayed here more than a year, because y'all was crazy. And the minute you talk to my wife the wrong way, Jesus, hold on, I'll see you later. Yeah, he like, yeah, I'm for real. If some people would have treated my wife the way they treated me, oh, Lord, I need some bail money. I'm a chaplain, and I don't need this to hit the news, because I done choked this digging out. We definitely going to have to play the 8 o'clock. This is way too wrong. This is an in-house word here. Do not send this to production at all, okay? This is a home message. Oh, God. See, they begin to scream and weep. See, it's hard for a man of valor to lose because we're used to winning. See, we'll be in the midst of depression, and you won't even know unless you ask us. Now, don't ask us 20 times in 2 minutes. But learn how to be there and be present and ask every now and then. But don't keep, he's happy that you're there, because, see, y'all process with your mouth open. And you talk, and you talk, and you talk, and you say half the stuff you don't even mean, and you finally get to the thoughts you really meant. And we're like, now what you say? Because you done said so many different thoughts, don't even realize it, because y'all process out loud. Y'all talk way more than us. We don't waste words. We process in our mind. And if we get it together, then we'll say it out loud. And y'all mad at us because we ain't talking, but we ain't talking because we ain't got our thoughts together. Come on, somebody. I told you we don't talk. I work out with Freddie every day, and I ain't even know he was in California until I saw him. We probably was on the same plane, don't even know it. Because we only talk unless we need to. Allow us to process. We let you talk, we might be like, oh, Lord. And we might hear wah, 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 but you let you talk. So let us be quiet, but still be present. I'm trying to teach somebody something. I'm trying to help you get a man, women. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you. Hallelujah, Jesus. David was defeated and he rent his garments. The men that he was with got upset and was plotting to kill him. David couldn't trust nobody. Have you ever been in a situation where you couldn't trust nobody? You was going through, but you didn't want to talk to nobody because you didn't trust anybody. Have you ever wanted to tell somebody what was going on in your life, but you didn't want to tell them what was wrong because you thought they was going to try to kill you? Have you ever had good news and you knew you didn't want to share it with nobody because you understood if I share this with them, they oh, no, she don't like me. She ain't going to be happy. Oh, no, he's a hater. He don't want to. No, they're going to steal the idea. And you don't have anybody to talk to. David was all by himself, and he got discouraged, and he was in the battle, and he was wondering what was going on. He came home. The women were gone, and he didn't have anything going on the right way. Men, I know you get discouraged. I'm going to talk to you women, but I'm going to talk to you. I know when you get home and defeated, but first D is what I said, division. The second D is defeat, and the third one is discouragement. And discouragement will make a mighty man act like a weak man. There's some scenes from King's speech sometimes that we don't hear because we think King was so eloquent, which he was, and we don't understand. We don't hear the realness of King behind the scenes. And King one time said, I'm tired of this because I'm supposed to have what I'm fighting for already. I shouldn't even have to go out here and do this. And he said, I just want to die and leave out of here because I'm tired of fighting for something that I should already have, but I'm going to keep on pressing. That took a strong woman to be able to hear him in the background, let him go up and look like he was strong all the time and keep all that stuff to herself. Can I talk to you for a minute? Don't let your man go into discouragement without you lifting him up. Oh, it's quiet in here. I hope you're listening. They was plotting on him. They wanted to kill him because he didn't win. He had came home. Nobody was cheering for him. Women, don't let, you know, a lot of football players marry cheerleaders because that's who cheering for them. Don't you let the cleanup woman take your man by cheering on the sidelines. I used to think the cleanup woman was just cleaning when I was young, but I understood what they were saying. She was doing the stuff you weren't doing. She was clapping for him when you weren't clapping. And your man will get discouraged, but he need a cheerleader on the sideline telling him, baby, you can do it. I know this business will be all right. I know as long as your man trying to do something, God is going to lift him up. Now, if you got a lazy man and you ain't got no ring on it, walk away. Oh, I'm too real today. It's that drink, that Celsius. See, he was discouraged. Men get discouraged. And I'm telling you, I know men, you want to come home and you want somebody to rub your feet sometime. Y'all quiet? Look at him. I see you over there, Mr. Hankerton. He shook his head a little bit. He want his feet rubbed, Mr. Hankerton. I'm just letting you know. He shook his head just a little bit. He was scared to move. I seen the microscopic move. He was over there. Jesus. You want your wife. You want your significant other to be the president of your fan club. He don't want everybody to clap for him louder than you clapping. Now, your husband may be fat and he may got out of shape, but his wallet fine to the lady in that next cubicle. Girl, he fine. Took away 300 pounds. But he got a 700 credit score, though. He
his old sexy fat self. Come here, boy.
Man, something wrong with me. Hey, man, if y'all want the 8 o'clock, hey, Sister Jennifer, get in the 8 o'clock. Just dumb, because it's far more polished than this. I'm just clowning up here. See, he got discouraged. The men wanted to kill David. But David got discouraged, but all of a sudden he came to himself. He said, bring the ephod to me. Oh, I know, you ain't got to say no Hail Marys and sitting here. You see, he really was saying, Pastor Maxwell, I love you, but I don't know if you're going to pray the right prayer today. Bring the ephod to me. Let me pray for myself on my own. You know what? Don't worry about praying for me. Don't worry about interceding for me. I got to go to God about this one by myself. Sometimes when you by yourself and nobody else is around you, you got to learn how to encourage yourself when everybody is shooting you down. The same men that David had been praying for, the same men that he had got out of the cave, the same men that were disenfranchised were talking about killing him, but he said, bring the ephod to me.
I'm going to come back to this, and I'm about ready to close, Dre, but I got to say this one thing. Men, don't look at what I do and other people do and think that what you're supposed to do, because some people say, you know what, you work too much. But I work a lot, but everything I do is lined up with the vision. So even though I was tired and got here at midnight and was tired and had to get up out of another time zone, I was 3 hours behind, God supernaturally moved the jet lag out the way to make sure I'm able to do what I'm supposed to do, because I was doing what God told me to do. He ain't going to give you energy to do foolishness, but he will give you energy to do what it is he's called you to do. Come on, somebody. So when I do a whole bunch of things, it's lined up with the vision. But the only battle Joshua ever lost was the battle he entered without talking to God. He lost because he went to do something that God never told him to do. Now, every now and then, you're going to have the devil put you in a headlock, but let me tell you one thing. You will be victorious, because if you're doing what God tells you to do, even though it looked like a setback, it's really a setup. You know, God will let drama happen in your life so the news can come see it, so your friends can come see it, so your enemies can come see it. God is a great marketer. Why? Because bad news sells, and every now and then, God lets you go through some hell and high water so you can get a big audience, because when they come see your demise, when they come see your crucifixion, they won't see you die. They'll see a resurrection. They'll see God lift you out of the depths, and that begins to bring people to Christ. You know why? Because people love hanging around winners. He said, bring the ephod to me. And you know what David did? He said he got a word from God. He didn't talk to Brother Richard. He didn't talk to Brother Dre. He didn't talk to Sister Cat. He didn't talk to Peaches. He didn't talk to Kim. He didn't even talk to Maxwell. He didn't talk to Ozzy with one Z because he couldn't spell his name right. He didn't talk to none of them. But what he did, he said, bring the ephod to me and I'll pray for myself. And God said, you shall recover all. Can I tell you right now, you need to tell that slippery serpent, the devil, that you're going to recover everything he took from you, whatever you lost in 2017, 18, 19, 2014. You're going to pray, because you know that the battle is not given to the swift nor the strong, but those who endure. You understand that your weapons are not carnal, but are spiritual, for the casting down of strongholds and vain imagination and anything that exalted itself against the armies of the living God. You don't fight against flesh and blood. You fight against principalities. David understood that the men, even though they was coming against him, they weren't his enemies. He didn't even, can you learn how to ignore folk? He didn't even listen to the people that was hating on him. He said, you know what? I know you're trying to kill me. I can't listen to you right now. Hey, priest, bring the ephod to me. Bring the ephod to me so I can pray to God. And God gave him a word and say, you will recover all. Can I talk to you right now? It's so many new people in here today. I believe you here. God changed the word up. I was supposed to preach something else, but God said on the plane, no, I need you to preach something else. And he said, I need you to preach, I shall recover all. Can I talk to the people that ain't been in church in a while, that lost some of their stuff? Maybe you've been a prodigal child. Maybe you've been in the pen of life. But God said, you shall recover all. Stop judging yourself. God has died so that you may not die. He came to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly right here on earth. And I keep getting stuck in the same place. But he said, bring the ephod to me. And it said something very unique.
It said David looked around and she went to encourage him. And he would encourage him. And he would encourage him. And it said David stopped looking for the external and looked deep inside. And it said David encouraged himself. Can I talk to somebody right now? You need to encourage yourself. If your mama won't encourage you, shout by yourself. If your husband won't encourage you, shout by yourself. The late great Dr. George O. McCaleb, where I came out from under, he had a book called Praise the Hell Out of Yourself. When the devil tried to get in your mind, I need you to hold up holy hands, look to the hills from which cometh your help, and praise the hell out of yourself. If you got cancer, praise that hell out of yourself. If you got laid off on your job, praise the hell out of yourself. If your wife left you, praise the hell out of yourself. When praises go up, blessings come down. The Bible says his praise shall continually be on my lips. I got laid off, I'm gonna praise him anyhow. I got lied on, I'm gonna praise him anyhow. I got foreclosed, I'm gonna praise him anyhow. Even if I get jacked up like Jacob, even if I gotta walk with a limp, I still gonna make it to Jesus. If I gotta drag one leg, I'm still gonna make it to Jesus. I'm gonna forget those things which are behind and press toward the mark of his holy call. Hey, I ain't worried about my hater. I ain't worried about the lion. I ain't worried about it. I'm just like the eagle. See, the eagle has two pair eyelids. One when it go to sleep, but it got another one that's real thin. And when a bear comes or a hunter comes, it'll close that eyelid, but it can still see. And instead of looking at the hunter, instead of looking at the lion, instead of looking at the bear, it'll fly straight up to the sun, because they know the enemy can't see the way it can. Every time your enemy comes against you, I need you to look toward the hills which come to your help. Keep your eyes on the Son of God, and you shall win and not faint. You shall be victorious, because you're more than a conqueror. You are a mighty man and woman of valor. You're a winner. Don't talk to your neighbor, talk to yourself. Say, I'm a winner. Say it with your chest. I'm a winner. I shall live and not die. Hey, I shall live and not die. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm the lender and not the borrower. And although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I crib walk. Why? Because I know that he will be my battle axe. I know he is my sacrificial lamb. He is my feast of weeks. He is my salvation. He is my savior. And I can do all things, not some things, not a few things, not a lot of things, not most things, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. 2020, you gonna win. 2020, you gonna win. 2019 is over. You might have limped out of it, but you made it. Where there's no vision, the people perish. So if you still here, God has a purpose for you. Yeah. If you still here, he has a purpose for you. Some of you all at New Beach Grove, You might not be getting paid what you want. You might not be getting what you want. But because you get the word of God, God is going to open up the heavens and pour out a blessing you won't have room to receive. Your check not always going to come from here, but God opened up the windows of heaven. See, I took a pump to talk to y'all right quick. I don't know if you ain't happy or something, but I'm going to talk to you. When I came here, I was taking a $30,000 pay cut. I thought God was telling me, but I'm so glad the devil is a lie. I took the job and they had a church conference and got me up to where I get paid. I still was losing money because I was making so much money at home, even when I first got here with my real estate, they forgot to pay me for 2 months. I ain't even know I ain't getting my check. Newbies Roll, you bless me, but you ain't made it to the Atlanta yet. Keep it at 100. But then I stopped doing it because I couldn't keep doing it. So I told my real estate agent, go ahead and find other place to be because I can't keep going home dealing with you because I got to seek you first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The minute God said I could open up my business, I ain't really been looking for clients or anything. But now, I ain't going to tell exactly what it is, but I'm about to have a training going on that people from the city have called me to do, and I ain't even really opened my doors all the way. That's going to bring an influx of blessing. And why did I do it? Because I want to be able to sow back into my church. See, can I tell you something? If you start thinking about the kingdom, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. And so now he's adding to me because he knows that I kept it on the sidelines because I didn't want it to interfere with church. Because the way I was being treated at some points here, if I would have had real estate, I would have just went on and moved and sold houses. Can I keep it real? Help me. Maybe I'll come to y'all because y'all can feel me because, yeah, y'all ain't did nothing to me, so I'm talking to y'all. Oh, Jesus. But God has opened up the windows of heaven and poured a blessing. Why? Because I gave it up. Will you give up your Isaac so he can reissue it back to you? God is telling some of you all to give up your Isaac. Yeah, I know it was easy to give up Ishmael. He was crazy. But can you give up the Isaac that you thought God promised you? I knew real estate was a way that I could make money and be blessed, but I gave it up, and that was my Isaac. Now God is bringing it back full circle. And now people are supporting me and ain't even seeing my business. Why? Because I have favor from working with Newbies Grow. It ain't Maxwell. I ain't done nothing here. I don't even know if I know how to sell a house. But it's because I gave it up. And some of you all have given up stuff because God told you to. But in 2020, he ain't going to let you do without it. He's about to give you a good measure blessing, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. He's about to bring you into contact with men and women of God. I'm just playing. Men and women of God who will begin to show you and mentor you and help you. Can I tell you, some of you all want to be blessed, but you keep trying to do everything by yourself. The geese know not to do it by themselves. They fly in formation. And they can fly farther with others than by themselves. So they form the line and they fly together. But then every now and then they switch spots and the lead want to go to the back. The thing about it is, I want to be able to bless you, but I don't have the luxury of going back to the back. I need you all to fly in formation. So when I lead you, and stop questioning what I tell you to do. You can't see what I see. I'm on the mountaintop. I have a panoramic view. You're over the food ministry. We ain't just dealing with food. I got to move stuff around to move it. You're over Sunday school, but they ain't all I see. I'm on the mountaintop. And I need you to just do what I tell you to do because God telling me what to do. Can I tell you a secret? If God told me to give up $60,000 and gave it to y'all, even when y'all didn't like me, I hear God. You feel me? Because Lord knows I was trying to close my ears. He said, no, you can't have none of that money. Give all that money to the church. You sure, Lord? Jesus. Oh, God. But when you give it up, God will give you a good measure blessing. Pressed down, shaking together and running over. There's some businesses that are going to be birthed in 2020 at this church. Because God cannot bless us corporately unless he blesses you individually. He's going to bless you individually so we can be blessed corporately. But you got to start bringing your full tithe to the storehouse. And God will take care of you. In 2020, even if you can't get encouragement from your people, learn how to encourage yourself. And watch him take you to the next level. Don't worry about your enemy. Stop talking to her. Stop taking off your earrings and putting Vaseline on. Stop taking off your heels. Stop loosening up your tie. David, they were trying to kill David. David didn't try to fight. He said, you know what, man, bring the ephod to me. Let me talk to God. All the chaos going on around him. And God still protected him. Stop trying to lean on your own understanding. Remember, he hid the prophet Elijah at the brook in the midst of a famine, and nobody find him. And they had to go there to get water. God will hide you in plain sight from your enemies. In fact, God will bring your enemies to bring you a blessing. Don't be mean to your enemies. Smile at them and treat them right. And get that money. Get that blessing. I'm going to tell you this and I'm going to leave. The people kept asking me because everybody when I was at World Vision, they kept thinking I was Kojic. They kept thinking we were Kojic. I'm like, no, I'm Baptist. They're like, man, but you got this open mindset. And I said, I don't believe in the denomination anyway, but I'm just at the Baptist church. Because we all called to the fellowship of Jesus Christ. And they kept thinking I was Kojic. And they found out I was Southern Baptist. Like, Southern Baptist? You do Southern Baptist? Because, you know, we do all the Baptists. I do whatever going to give us some money. Southern Baptist who flew me up to California and gave me a room for free. And so they were like, but, you know, they used to support slavery. Why you go there? I'll take all the guilt money you want to give me. The wealth of the wicked laid up for the righteous. I ain't saying they wicked. But y'all got to learn how to know that God would give you through unorthodox ways. Why I'm going to be racist and get mad about somebody who wasn't even living when something was going on? And some of them may be racist, but they still flew me to California. For free. I ain't had to tax the church. God is about to open up the window of heaven and bless you in a way from people that don't even like you. Smile at them. Stop being mean when they be mean to you. Because God is setting them up to bring you a blessing. Let me get out of here. So y'all can catch the games. Most of our team's gone anyway. So y'all. Baltimore probably the last one left in here. If y'all are fans of other folk, y'all just fair weather friends. But is there one that wants to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? What hat is that? You need to come on to Jesus. You hold up a hat. You saved yet? You a member yet? You hold up your hat like it represents Jesus. Come on down here and get saved. Is there one that wants to accept Jesus Christ, hallelujah, as your Lord and Savior? Is there one that need a church home? You may come. Is there one? Hallelujah. Is there one? Hallelujah.
Deliver me.
Hallelujah.
All
come on.
I seem to do is hurt me. Hurt me.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord,
is there another? Is there another?
All I see to do is hurt.
Is there another? Is there another? Anybody else want to accept Jesus Christ? Hey, do me a favor, close that door for me. Close that door. That's why I be hot in here. Thank you. Let the air out. Is there another that wants to accept Jesus?
Deliver me.
Is there another that needs a church home?
Cause all I see
is there someone standing in the need of prayer?
Hurt me.
Is there one?
Yeah. Hurt me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. Is there another?
Oh, all I sing to do is
hurt
another? Me. Thank you, Jesus.
You may be seated.